Blog Talk Radio.
What your name is. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Gatmers, your host, Model Angela.
And the coach, Desi.
Hello, love.
What's up, y'all? What's up? It's another Tuesday. Welcome to Glamour.
I know. Happy Tuesday.
I mean, said you could introduce yourself. You rude.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. You know, of course, you know, the affirmation one. Steady J in the building. Yeah. Now, I was trying to let the ladies go first, you know. The ladies are more, ladies are always more important, you know.
We hear you. Anywho, hey, y'all, it's Tuesday again.
I thought it was totally Sunday.
You know what? You saying that, but like my week has been so thrown off. Like when I don't actually go to work, my week is thrown off, and I get lost in my days. Or if I have so much to do, like I'm overwhelmed, and my days just run together. So that has happened several times before. Strongly possible.
No, crazy. That's gonna happen again. You're going to feel like that again this weekend because, you know, this is MLK weekend.
Ooh, baby, you know what that means for me? Time and a half. I just want to let y'all know, listeners, I'm sorry, I am at work. So if you have something in the back, because I'm at work, I'm sorry. But I am dedicated, so don't worry about me. No, don't worry about it. I'm dedicated, baby. That's what that is. Dedicated.
I'm talking about time and a half. She was like, yeah,
baby,
show
me.
Shoot, they pay me not to work, so you know I ain't gonna complain too much.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, what is our topic for the week, Desi?
Wow, really? I've been like promoting and like really putting it out there.
Like,
you forgot?
Come on,
for
son.
No, I didn't forget. I just you need to tell the people what the topic is. Thank you.
Okay, so basically tonight's topic is the number of partners of your mate really matter? And I hope I worded that right. I think I did.
Nah, you've been tweeting it all day. You remember you've been promoting it all day.
Does your mate's number of sex partners really matter? That's what it is. So the topic is, does your mate's number of sex partners really matter? So we want to know what you think, your comments. Maybe you have questions or concerns about it, you know. Maybe you want to go into detail and, you know, hey, and say something you feel on your heart. So let's just hear what you got to say. Yeah. I'm just saying. There's a lot of things going on. Especially, baby, I've been doing a lot of research, you know, with the gossip and everything. And these little 11-year-olds and these little elementary girls, they, you know, they doing their thing. So, I want to know.
And to make it even worse, so are these athletes. Because they are just careless, walking around with your penis all loose, not wrapping your thing up, We got more people with mystery babies on the way. From
yes, oh my man, oh girl, my man, Arian
Foster,
I
am embarrassed.
Oh, sir, I am just so, ooh, I don't think this grandma would like that.
Especially the picture I saw him on TMZ kissing some little ratchet thing in the club.
Was she black?
Definitely not.
It don't matter. Oh, okay. So.
Definitely not. She was like a blonde, and she looked like she was full of liquor.
Oh, baby, now you know.
That's
okay. Right? For real. But, you know, that's what comes with that lifestyle. That's what they say. That's the excuse they use. Oh, that's the lifestyle. They be waiting at the locker room. Woo, woo, woo. It's the whole set. Woo, woo. That's what they say.
But as an adult, you have to get up in your room and, like, just go about your business, you know? Oh, just
exactly.
FYI to everybody, we do now have a Facebook fan page where you are able to communicate with us. And anything that we talk about on the show, we will post on the Facebook fan page. So if it's a story that we talk about, if you want to read more into it, or you want to make a comment about something, or you want to have us talk about a topic, you can always send it there. And it's facebook.com/glitzandglamourradio. So, yeah, look us up. Follow us. I mean, like us.
Yeah, I like y'all little y'all new fan page. Y'all making do what it making do what it do. I mean, I had, you know, that's one of the features, like pages on the Dust Spots fan page, man. So we definitely show some love to that.
Hey,
I
now.
I got a little bit of everything on this.
You know, I really feel bad because I have been neglecting my Dust Spot page, and I really need to log back on and stop being ugly like that. So that is one thing that I am going to do. Okay. I am going to become more active on my social sites. That's what I want. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, quote unquote.
Okay.
You know what? The trick to it is, I mean, people are like, oh, man, how you doing it, man? If I didn't do this system, it will not be that easy. What I do is, because since it's all online anyway, I basically have like a Google Drive little table, and it has all the links to all the sites that I have, and then it helps me figure out who's doing something and who's not. So that way, hey, if I didn't go stop by this one, I ain't really gonna be too much worried about it. But the ones that are active and whatnot, I go to those all the time. So that's how I keep my going.
That's pretty fancy. So, oh, yeah, guys.
It's simple, it's hard, but it's simple, this
man. Also, on the Facebook fan page, guys, we do post our feature model of the week along with our feature artist of the week, and I do believe our feature artist will be calling in later tonight. He was previously on our show doing an interview, which is well, the feature artist of the week is Fats Domino. And on our Facebook fan page, you can read his bio. And it also has all the links to his music as well as his social network. So that way, you know, if you like his music, like his style, you can follow him and catch up on all his music and stay up to date with his current events and everything. And for our future model of the week, it's actually a model that was on Teddy J's show yesterday with the interview.
that was a
Shay
crazy
Robinson.
Interview, son.
Oh
my God! I was like, wow.
You was wow.
People know how. Yeah, they know. I go to my interview folks. I show the hell, dude. No holds barred. And wow, I thought she was a quiet little church mouse. So, I said I thought about you originally, Angela. I thought, oh, Angela's so quiet. And God dang it! Every time I find you talking, you ain't stop yet.
I'm a sweetheart, and I don't even be talking like this.
So,
yeah,
yes.
Unfortunately, I missed
you.
Because
Dangie look like she's quiet. You look at this, she looks like she's quiet. But then you be talking about enough, too. You got to watch the ones that look quiet. They don't want to talk about it.
But how do you look quiet, though?
It was in there. You need to get off that phone.
You look quiet.
I'm working. You got me over here. I'm sorry.
How exactly does quiet look, Teddy?
What's up?
I said, how exactly does quiet look?
How does, how does quiet look? It's weird because it's not always consistent. You know, some people that post a lot of on social networks, they don't talk, they're not very sociable. So you're very good about how you posting, and yet you look so quiet. Look at your pictures, you're like, oh, I'm not. You don't look stuck up. You just look quiet.
You mean that innocent look?
Confused. If people are quiet, they get stuck up, and confused. You're like, okay, I talk here and there, but then I find you talking. Like, oh my God, this woman does not shut up.
Shut up, see.
But I love it. I hate people. I don't. Quietness is awkward. I like being around quiet people because I'm going to get turned up out of you one way or another.
Mm-hmm. See.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
I
was trying to turn
it
up. That's the problem
now. Hey, that's how I am. I'm turned up all day. I can't help it. That stupid phrase, turned up for what, you know, I like to say that. You know, I just live that. I don't have to say that to myself.
Okay. Pretty interesting. Now, we're actually going to start discussing the topic after our song break, which will be about 10:15. But after that, then we'll start discussing the topic as well as, you know, feel free to call in and voice your opinion on the topic or your comments, or if you want to have a comment about what somebody else feels about the topic. So the line will be open to do that as well. So when you call in, one. We'll go back over that before it's time to call. And other stuff in the news. Y'all see Sierra about to have a baby? My future.
Yeah, I saw that. So it's been all over the place.
But like, didn't she take a picture at some other award show or something like that, and she had like a little baby bump? I don't remember what it was, but she was showing that little baby bump.
Oh,
but she
originally they were denying it at first. Well, a lot of people do deny pregnancy until it gets past that first trimester, you know, where you more high risk of losing the baby.
Right.
So maybe that's what that was about. No, he already got a couple of kids.
He do. I mean, he's sick. Is he sick, right?
He got sick.
I could be wrong. No, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Please.
That's a lot of
cheering. I'm going
to
go check into that.
When you get the children, it's like after two, it's cheering. It ain't children, it's cheering. Ain't no way. Mm-mm.
But you know what the big news is like right now?
Googling it.
Like in Houston, have to be like 93.7. Like debuting, like the new R&B and hip hop right now.
Oh
radio.
Yeah, I heard that was like a big buzz.
That's like huge.
And I think Houston needs another radio station.
All right, so I'm about to
get ready to answer your question here. I just Googled it. It's what I do best. Do best. All right, how many kids does Future have? Hey, you gotta read this whole goddamn thing. That's fine. Answer the question. Okay, he has three kids. He has a son who's 11. He has a little girl who's 4, and then he has a 1-year-old boy. So this will make his 4th child coming up.
Use protection.
Please.
How many baby mamas do you have?
How many baby mothers? Oh, that was what they were answering there, too. That was the main problem that people were hating on. So let me go make it open that because they were clearing that up, too, for us while we were there. How many baby mothers does Future have for Slee? How many baby mothers does he have? He has, my sister, she took a picture of my kids. He has 3, so he has, each of his children are by a different baby mama.
He got to be more careful.
He got to be more careful.
I might feel some type of way about that.
You need to wrap it up before you tap it up.
Really? I don't know. It's kind of old. Like, it's not new. It shouldn't be shocking, so that's what it is now. You know, it's just like saying, it is what it is, pretty much, because they're going to do it. So why
yeah, but
even,
see,
like,
here's the thing,
is
too,
that
don't mean...
You're coming right back. Because
I don't always guarantee it either, because sometimes some kids do bust to the seam of them condoms. So... That's not always, they ain't always guaranteed.
I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to do it.
But I see we got some going to the sun break. This is going from our future artist of the week. We got Fats Domino. We're going to go to that pound cake. And then we're going to go to Hustle Man right after that. We'll be back on Glitz and Glamour. It's your boy, Ceddie J. And the two of the beautifulest women in the world. Y'all know it's how I made up a word. Two of the beautifulest for me, Maya Angelou.
Yeah,
let's go.
Good God Almighty! Like back in the old days, you know, years ago they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it. You know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course. You know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you. Because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah. We got Boogie in here, man. My nigga Dre home. City miss you, my nigga. Marlo just walked in. Yeah. Look, finally got a taste of it, now I want more. So me and my bros can ball like the hardball. Spent a lot of years being called the R-ball. Now labels wanna play hardball, so we just do it independent. All this money that we spending, trying to keep everything non-fiction. And now they say I never knew you could rhyme. Guess we ain't wasting money on studio time. See, we do it for the love of the game. And when it's all over, hope the hoes love us the same. But they never will. Home wanna retire and have to come back. And I don't wanna be a player no more. But lately a nigga been rhyming like I'm trying to bring pun back. My nigga said take one track, keep it up. So I been cooking up this crack, trying to keep the buzz and make the whack rappers give it up. The fame went from like 15 minutes to 15 seconds, sorta like a Vine video. But there's still enough time to put my city on. All my mom's friends looking like my has he grown. My ex-girls hit me up, guess I don't mind it at all. But it's usually late nights when the wine be involved. They try to come through, but my pride be involved. Like remembering the past when the timing was off, and you wouldn't give a nigga play with moms in the house. And I didn't have a ride, wasn't driving at all. Look, nowadays they like Fats, what's up with the music? I remember only family would use it. Only family would call me that. And every nigga in the book wanna be part of that. And every hoe we meet wanna be where we party at. I'm tryna cardio the game, no cardiac. It's all just a part of rap. See, I wake up, say a prayer to the Most High. Most guys so surprised how I coast by. These days most rhymes by closing rides and hoes behind. I don't mind exposing guys. Every flow on point like CP3 and LAC. How you go from acing SATs and barely speaking? Now trying to get meetings with L.A. Reid. We dream big but don't care for the sleep. Tell Jesus take the wheel, I need a meal like Bob Barker. Wish he would've took the wheel when it was Paul Walker. When a good die young and leave us all bothered. The bigger you are, the fall harder. The bigger the watch, the time borrow. A few got it, we all want it. Shit, what I get on, we all ballin'. A couple mixtapes under the waist. I'm about to get the album on the way. Look out for it.
Everything around me.
Blue Dolphins, I got water for sale. Got a few bricks, I got a house for sale on foreign land that needs renovation, you know what I'm saying? Shout it.
Look, I'm trying to get it all since I never had it. The shoes is Bally, the cars is automatic. The money under the mattress like another mattress. The mattress over the money, get a lot of action. All these bags from Saks Fifth, they gon' think I'm Brad Pitt. I'ma need a bad chick, she can be my actress. Live fast, die young, I'ma need a fast whip. See, I only rock LeBron's when I'm in the Fast Six. That old money make a nigga feel like he magic. That new money make a nigga feel like a draft pick. See, no money be making all the haters mad sick. Ain't no laughing to the bank, I'm trying to be mad rich. I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. See, I can sell the water to the shore. Got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. White tee and a beanie like I'm Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a chick that bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man.
Need to hook up on here, I got a truck parked on South Main with a million bottles started. Brazilian and wavy. Got Plan B pills on me. Get them on the way out of the club.
Look, money used to be funny like Martin Lawrence. Now we pushing foreign. And every time we in the club, we be very important. And every chick that roll with us look like she Gina Waters. My partner's like Cole and Tommy. Look, hustling don't always mean that you moving kilos. When you money making mix, stay away from Rico. We used to be hungry, but now we paid in full. Cause see, I feel like we made it, but we ain't made enough. I wake up, say a prayer in my true religion. How many 4 for 20s until we can reach a million? See, they say you lose your woman when you chase the money. But every woman I know want a nigga that keep it coming. Keep it coming. I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. Sell the water to the shore. Got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. White tee and a beanie like I'm Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a chick that bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man.
We hate mad, but we love counting money, huh? What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it for you. You need time to pay me, but ain't nobody got time for that.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. See, I can sell the water to the shore. Got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. White tee and a beanie like I'm Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a chick that bring me more.
Hold on. Y'all got me confused, Marcel Byron. I'm Hustle Marcellus. Pick up the pieces.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We're back.
Y'all
back.
Mad because the last part of that song, I busted out last. That was so funny.
Pick up the pieces. He said he's like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that was
true. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You about to leave?
Yeah, that was pretty funny, Sadie.
Ha ha. Anywho,
we're going to go ahead and get into our topic today, which is, does your mate's number of previous sex partners really matter? So, I never give my opinion first, huh?
Oh, can you save me for last? I don't want to go first on this one. I want to be last on this one. I want the minute's opinion to go first, so I'll let the ladies go first.
Let's see. This just sounds suspect to be said.
this way you don't know where I'm gonna take it, so that's what I'm saying. This way, I don't want to answer. I'm gonna come right out the bat with it, so I'm gonna let y'all go first.
Okay,
okay,
you
want to
go first?
Oh,
okay, well, I'll go. Okay, and I'm gonna be honest. Okay. And I'm gonna try not to get mad because, you know, last week I was really passionate about the topic, but this topic I think I'm gonna be okay, but just in case. I do apologize.
You can be mad. I kind of like it. We're kind of sexy to get mad.
Okay, so this is the thing. With mine, I want to know, but don't tell me. Because then I'm going to get mad. But do it matter? No, it don't matter. When it matters is when it's like a year. When it comes to, like, was she going to the doctor? Was you being protected? That's when it matters in that whole health issue for me. But how many girls you been with? Because it's kind of, like, typical for a guy at an early age to start early. And, you know, so it's, like, common for them. But the thing is, it's so biased because when a woman does it, it's just like she's a hoe and she, you know, she don't got no walls and all that. But it's so okay, you know, for a man to, you know. So, you know. I'm just saying.
The fact that you said she ain't got no walls was funny.
I mean, because I done heard, girl, let me tell you something. I done heard it all. So it's like, you know, but the topic is kind of biased because when a woman is just like doing her thing all the time, she get caught all kind of stuff, but it's okay, you know, for a man to do it. So do it matter? No, I don't think
so. You better learn how to snap that pussy back.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say that, though.
Better.
Go ahead and say it. Jesse, you're being sneaky. Where was you going to say it?
I was going to say at the sex store, they actually have something for women that are kind of like, you know, kind of like open all the time down there. I just want to put that out there, ladies. If you know that you've been doing your thing or whatever, and you just, you know, kind of want to close it up a little bit, they do have something in the sex store. I don't remember the name, but just ask them, and they have that for you guys.
You made that sound like she had the sloppiest vagina ever, city. That is nasty.
But to answer the question, no, it don't matter. It don't matter. Because I'm with you now, so it don't matter. Your past don't matter.
Exactly. And I guess from the woman's standpoint, I don't think that it matters either. I mean, who even asks? As an adult, do you still be like, how many people you had sex with? Like, no, I think that's really childish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the common question that comes up is, when's the last time you had sex?
Don't ask people that. Don't ask questions that you don't really know the answer to. You don't really want the answer to, number one.
No.
Number two, I don't care about how many people you had sex with. It's the unprotected sex that matters.
Thank you.
Because that could be dangerous. You know, like, no, you could probably sleep with about 50 different women. Fine, if you were well protected. Now, if you ain't wearing no condoms with 50 different women, somebody had something down the line. And we need to find out who had what and who got it.
Exactly.
Because somebody got it. So I wouldn't necessarily ask how many sex partners you have, but I will ask you, when was the last time you got tested?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You will be so surprised on how many guys actually go to the doctor and get tested for everything. And I'm not just saying, like, AIDS or STDs, everything, like, everything. You know?
Yeah, they don't just wave
the
979 and do that concert.
But that's embarrassing because I went to those concerts twice. And they'll tell you, like, go stand over here. That means you got something. Or go stand over here and get, you know, you don't got nothing. Like, it's embarrassing. I swear to God, I put this on everything. They have, like, a line, go stand over here. You don't got nothing. Go stand over here because they got to get you your medicine. They got to tell you where to go because you got it.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm so serious. I'm not lying. I've been to the concert twice, and twice I've seen it, and it's just like, you know, because you're nervous. You're like, oh, Lord, I don't, you know, I want to go to the concert, but, oh, I've been with, you know, I've been doing with so many people, and it's like, yeah, they would advise you. You don't got nothing for over here. Yeah, you got it. So now you got to go, you know, get yourself checked out.
I would be scared to even go to the concert and, like, use the toilet because somebody else, and I don't even sit. I still be nervous just touching the handle because people be having these crazy stories, like people be trying to trap you and give you AIDS and stuff, too. So at this point, I just become frantic in life, and I just feel like everybody's out to get me and give me AIDS, too. But, you know, that's my own fucked up mentality here.
I don't think that necessarily, but I am very sensitive. When I go to something like go to like a public restroom, I don't care nobody got fucking say, but I mean, the toilet, before you, if it's not a toilet seat cover, I'm going to take some goddamn tissue, I'm wiping the hell out of that seat, and before I sit the fuck down. Hell no.
Make a toilet paper seat cover?
Nah, I know. What I do is I take the toilet paper, wipe the seat down all the way because, you know, some people don't got no goddamn aim. They pee like a goddamn three-year-old. So you got to wipe the goddamn seat down when you sit down. Then take your shit. You know, I went to one place. They actually had, it was crazy. Like, it had, so not only they had toilet seat covers, but they had toilet seat cleaner in the goddamn stall. I was like, what? Get the hell out of here.
That's how
so you
people are nasty. And it's, like, really surprising because these are grown-ass adults who go to the restroom and they don't, like, wipe up after they sit. I went to a strip club in Austin, and do you know they did not allow women to have toilet paper in the restroom because the dancers kept clogging up the toilet. And then my friend got some tissue out of her purse, and they put her out the club because she had tissue, and they don't allow tissue in their restroom. What kind of filthy
you, you, you know, you know, some of them do the tissue, like, they on their period. If some of them be on their period, they be in there, so they be trying to soak it all up. They don't want, you know, you don't want no bloody lap dance, so they trying to take care of it, trying to figure out what they got to do with it.
Now we're talking about strippers at the strip club.
Oh, that is disgusting. Yeah, that is completely off topic. But anyway, Sadie, how do you feel about the number of sex partners of your previous mate?
Me, I'm with Charles. That's what I was saying. I was going to go this. I don't give a what ass. Because every day, there's people that you could be a person that did something with 10 people versus a person that did something with 2 people or did something with 5 people, whatever. But the question is, as far as how many of those people did you do a protective with? Because you could be a person that was protected with all of them. But it is that person that did some of few people didn't do it, but have any protection. So they're the ones you got to watch out for. So really, hell, lie to me. Don't tell me the real fucking truth. I want to know. At the end of the day, I don't want to fucking know the real number. Just keep it on the DL with me. As long as it ain't one of my homeboys you fuck or whatever, I don't give a damn. Now, you know, if that number includes homeboys, family members, or whatever, then that's when I'm going to start giving a damn.
So if it's somebody that you really, really like, and you happen to find out that she slept with one of your homeboys way before you, you would just stop talking to her because she slept with one of your homeboys?
Do you really want to ask this question to a person that went through this?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. No, I mean, the thing was, and see, the difference when you didn't know it was that your home, you when you didn't know that your homeboy did something to you. So that was weird. But, yeah, but the thing is, I'm a little testament of why, because I didn't know at first. I was like, okay, well, I kind of, you know, but in the day, that was still breaking the man code somewhat, but I didn't stop talking to him right away because of that, you know. But that was one of the – but that's what
I don't think that's
about.
A
work to
me, because I think that's childish as hell. So, okay, like, if it's somebody that my friend slept with in, like, high school and 10 years later down the line, we
not no high
up,
school.
Like,
we talking about within a month time, your homeboy
okay, no,
did something with the chick within a month time.
No, she's a hoe. That's actually fun.
There's a statuette on that. If he, like you said, like it was back in high school. That's about 5 years ago. He won. If he was not in a serious relationship with her, you can't give me. You are not breaking the honky code. Huh? I'm
so
just going by what the code is. You know, trying to break in the code. But if not, you good to go.
Okay, can I say something real quick?
Please do this, and please.
Okay. This is what it is with guys, because I have 7 brothers, so this is what it is. If she like a hood girl, I guess that's what you want to call, like a just a runaway girl, like LL Cool J say.
Wait, though.
She, a runaway girl. So, anybody can have her. He okay with that. But if it's somebody that, like, he cared about or, like, was in a relationship with or whatever, it's guy code. No, you don't do her. But you can do that all the way around, girl, because she's all around the way, girl. Yeah, that's with boys. Girl code is, no, you don't do that. You're not loyal. You don't do that. Nope. Unless it's out of spite. We'll do it. Girl code.
You know what? I tend to always have a friend that we don't even have the same attraction in me. So I've actually, well, this don't really count no more because the person that now is trying to talk to one of my exes is no longer my friend, but she stopped being my friend first. Maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. Anyway, but after she stopped being my friend, then I see her sending, like, smiley faces and shit to my ex. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe she felt like not being my friend was okay to flirt with my ex. You know, like, I don't know. I don't get it. But I feel like that's some God code breaking. Maybe that's an out of spite thing, Dizzy.
Maybe. Everybody is different, though. I just know for, like, the guys that I'm around all the time, I can speak on, like, them, but... Yeah, everybody different, girl. Everybody holds shit. Everybody got hoes to see. So, you know.
Everybody do, because he'd be like, I never had a one-night stand. I don't do that. Stop it. You did it. You've done it.
Yeah.
I see it in your fucking eyes.
You're welcome, Carol. Thank you, Carol. I don't know. It's just not for me. I've never been there, girl. So I don't know. It's just not for me. But I don't care. Who knows? I don't want to know because I'm going to get pissed off.
Yeah, give me a fake-ass number, man.
I'm really selfish, and I'm going to get pissed.
Okay, so what's an acceptable fake number, then? Like, what's too many and what's, like, what you
shit,
expect?
I don't fucking know. There's no
you know what,
no,
the thing is? What,
real
no,
number.
No, girls say, I can count on one hand.
That's a damn lie.
Girls be saying it, though. I can count on one hand. Okay, girl. Yeah, you know, she lying.
Yeah, like they be on some shit like this. Well, he didn't last that long, so I don't really count it. The fuck?
Like,
that don't count.
A man would be like, I didn't come, so that one don't count. No, bitch, it counts.
It count. He put his dipstick in your oil. So I need you to get together.
Oh no! Did y'all see that radio interview that Drea from Basketball Wives did? And she said, "You know, I believe after a while your wholeness can get deleted." She said that shit.
What?
I'm gonna go find the link and I'm gonna put it on our Facebook fan page. She said that, and
she said after a while your wholeness can get deleted.
Because she was, somebody asked her, do you consider yourself a hoe? She was like, I don't think I'm a hoe no more. Because, you know, after a while, your wholeness can get deleted.
You know how you can't say, some people say you can't turn a hoe until a housewife, but sometimes you can. It can happen. Some
you
people think they get that magical, some of them get that magical, magical dipstick in them, they be like, I don't want no more dipstick. This is the only one I want, you know.
That's the problem right there. Men believe that type of stupid shit. That's stupid. It's not true. it's not one magical goddamn dipstick that just satisfies one woman, just like it's not one vajayjay that satisfies all men. Yes, you love that vagina. That's your vagina. You feel most comfortable in that vagina. But at the end of the goddamn day, that vagina will go sit on another penis. Just fuck it, okay? It does not have to be any feelings involved. Women do not sleep with men because they're connected emotionally. They don't cheat because of fucking emotions. Stop saying that stupid shit. I've cheated because I've cheated before.
In the words of my boy Eric Moore, if you lick it, they will come.
Shut the fuck up. You childish, okay? But no.
Yes,
really.
I know. That was. I know. Speaking of, we got a special guest in the building. The feature artist of the week, and then I know he came in to us acting quite a little ratchet. Welcome to the show, Fast Domino. What's up? What's up?
Good, man.
I know you. You were listening to some of our ratchetness.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid to admit that I have a little ratchet in me.
Yeah, I heard y'all, man.
All right, so what's your take on it, man? You know, yeah, get another man's opinion. Does your mate's number of past sex partners really matter?
To me, I really don't want to know. I don't think it matters, but I'm the type of person that don't want to know at all.
Give me a fake ass number, man. I don't want the real number. I don't want the real number.
My real number?
I said no. I want your real number. I'm talking about a chick. She ain't got to tell me her real number. I just don't want the number. See, that's one of the things you don't want to know, man. You like, whoa.
I'm
like,
not
ever, you don't know, like have a you get a relationship with me, I just want you to be honest with me, baby. That's one of them. I just want you to be honest things. I want you to not be honest with me about. Like that one. Click, click.
I've actually had this conversation with somebody before, and a woman gave me her real number, which I didn't believe, but it was still a high number. But at the end of the day, like, I couldn't really be mad. And the number was like 25, 26, I think.
26.
But is that bad, though? Is that bad,
26
guys?
To me... Like I said, I really don't think it matters. At the end of the day, I don't want to know, though. But to me, I think about all the stuff a dude has to do to get a woman to sleep with him. And I think of a woman
right.
who looks halfway decent, all she has to do is point at between her legs, and there she go. You know what I'm saying? So it's way more easier for a woman to get laid than it is for a man. So I expect her number to be higher.
I'm going to agree with that one.
Like, I just automatically...
All you got to do is go on Facebook and say... I'm lonely. Who want to keep me company? But we say that, you know, we ain't forget this. If a block it out, damn five lives.
Yeah, that's one thing that get no likes.
No,
he a
hoe. We talk about
he ratchet.
Screenshot
oh,
you.
He thirsty.
Yeah. End of the day, I don't want to know though.
Okay, would you even ask, though? Like, was that a question that you would ask?
The only reason I would ask, and I wouldn't really ask a number, but, like, this happened to me in the past where a woman's past ran into me. Like, a dude came up to me talking about it, and that's the only reason I would ask. Other than that, like, I would ask about that dude. I wouldn't be like, okay, this dude came up to me. How many has it been? Only reason I would ask is if a woman... come out and give me her number and say she says, okay, I've been with six guys and eight dudes approached me. Well, okay. Eight dudes approached me, you told me six. Okay, what's the real number? You know, something like that.
Ain't nobody had no six partners. That's foolishness.
Six out of eight. Oh, I'm going to give him a good ratio. Don't get her looking ass.
Yes, when somebody talks like 6, 7, I automatically think hundreds. Like, I think.
But why you have to, though? Like, why you feel like you have to? If she say you 6 or 7, like, you don't believe her? Is she lying?
I mean, I don't think anybody is, like, honest about that. And, like, what y'all was talking about before, a woman don't want to look a certain way. And with all the talk, a dude don't want to look a certain way. So he gonna change his number around, too. Like, that's just how it is.
Because at the end day, in the words, in that part of your song, what you said, man?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
So what if somebody say, you ask how many sex partners they have, and they be like, I don't know. Like, do you automatically assume it's so many that they lost count, or they just never cared to count them, or like, how does that go?
That mean they started at a young age. Yeah. Yeah, when you start at a young age, there's no way you can keep count.
Okay, so what's considered a young age? I've talked to a guy before, and they say they start goosing at 12. Like, is your wee-wee even getting hard at 12?
Yeah, it is.
That's around the time when you start realizing, you know, I remember when I first, like, realized about, you know, I was telling myself about masturbation. When a chick hit me up, and she was asking me, she was like, do you got a forest? This girl asking that shit in fucking sixth grade was, like, really asking me some questions like that. I was like, what? A forest? You know, cause I don't really know about that stuff yet.
Shit, I still don't know.
Go home, check, and see what you're talking about. I'm like, oh. And she asked me how long was it. So, you know, you check in, you're like, let me see how long it is. You know, you start experimenting, find stuff out that you had no, that you were kind of not supposed to be knowing yet, but you know, find out.
I remember one time I was like in fourth grade and this boy told me, can I park my car in your garage? And my slow ass, I'm talking about some, I don't even have a garage. I live in the apartment and I didn't even find out. I didn't find out until like, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, exactly what he was talking about. I feel so damn slow.
That's the fucked up part about it.
Yeah, I was young and innocent. I didn't know.
What happened?
What happened with what?
You started in fourth grade. But you ain't innocent.
So you started in fourth grade.
No, I did not start in fourth grade. I told you I lived in an apartment. No cars got parked in my garage.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bring this call real quick. I said we got a caller, too. I think they wanted to share their opinion on the topic. It's crazy, man. It's cray-cray. Q from Atlanta is on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's cracking? I just wanted to share something real quick that I found funny listening to you guys. While it's all good, I don't want to add too much seriousness because I know you guys are laughing and joking. But it's so funny sometimes when we hold a topic like this because dudes nowadays, we put so much value in busting a nut now. You know, it's like it's one of the major topics for us. You know, we don't talk about really nothing but, you know, running after some sex without realizing the chicks really should be running after us. But you know, to each their own. On the topic itself, man, it's like, I don't know. I just don't see how we really value this nonsense anymore as males. I understand every dude is different, but it's kind of like we could be so much better. You know what I'm saying? So does the sex partners really matter? To me, yes, they do, only because nowadays, what I'm packing is like a diamond, and I'm not trying to share it with scallywags. And that's how we as dudes be getting caught up with these pretend chicks and these courtroom chicks and these drama chicks. We be getting caught off conquering these chicks for a night without realizing this chick done ran through half of the jungle. Why would I even get down with this chick? Or marrying a chick that done slayed other dudes' pockets prior to you. You know what I'm saying? So her number of sex partners, just like him, you know, same thing with him. Females get with dudes that he might have 5-6 baby mamas. I'm always amazed when they come out with these stories of women who seem to find the same dude in the hood who has several baby mamas, but bypass hundreds of dudes who don't have that situation going on. So I just think it does matter. I think it's a telltale sign of a time waster, somebody that's just out for kicks and giggles. And if that's the case, it's cool, but I just don't see why we should invest in it.
But, I mean, the thing is this. It's like, it's hypocritical for me. Let's say you're a guy and you did so much of stuff. Isn't it hypocritical to say, well, you slept with this reason. You know, I can't deal with shit like that. That's what my problem is. That's what I mean by it doesn't matter. Because a lot of times, this is what we do. You know, we want to say, oh, she's a hoe. But then it's these dudes that sleep with, they sleep with 20 chicks. But if she sleeps with more than five people, all of a sudden she's a hoe. I can't do nothing with her. But you don't know what her situation is. Hey, you, especially look at the age of the chick. Let's say she's like 27. Okay, she may have a wild youth, but now she's like growing up in mature. So that's what the whole thing is too. It's a variable we're not taking into account is how old is the person we're talking about here and within the span of time. And at what point in time they do it? Because everybody has had a crazy past that, hey, you know, that we grow from. So that's why, for me, it doesn't matter sometimes because, heck, it could be a chick. She was just crazy when she was younger. But then as she started growing up, she realized that, like you said, it doesn't matter trying to just do some of random people just trying to get a nut. So that's why I feel the way I feel about my whole answer.
The only thing I would ask you, though, when you flip it around, and I really admire how admirable you are for a woman and, you know, understanding her plight, but females don't do that for you. When you come up with a situation where you done had X amount of scenarios going on, majority of the females look at you like, okay, he's good for the night but not good to keep. Not my scenario, but most dudes. Or if you look at any other situation outside of sex, females don't give you the same love, but I do appreciate how you say, okay, I'm going to consider her situation and ignore XYZ, but I don't know. For the sake of the conversation, it just seems like we as males really need to value our situation better. I think that's why they're above us in so many ways, and we're below just looking at sex.
But also, too, the question is about, because it's not necessarily about, hey, who am I trying to fuck next? It's about this chick you finna date or this dude you finna date next. You know, you finna date this person. And the question, because, you know, that's one of the first questions, you dating somebody, and you, you know, especially when you thinking about doing something, the question comes up, well, so how many people did you do something with in the past? We talking about more of that, not just a person you just doing, you just trying to get something off and make it, you know, keep it moving, hey, shit, let's go. We talking about somebody you trying to build a relationship with. So, and sometimes, and the thing is, there's a lot of fucked up variables on, and everything, and everybody not going to date this. Everybody has a different story, and there's a person for everybody. So, I mean, I just feel it's a different. It just depends. It's a case by case basis.
Can I ask one question though? I mean, not to belabor, but if that's true, what you just said, and we look at we have more. I mean, dating now is just trying out. Most of us ain't even trying to couple up. We ain't trying to do nothing long term. We just doing something for a couple of months, maybe a year. And when you look at, we have more marriages and more successful situations right after slavery than we do right now in this time of the black millionaire. Is it really beneficial for us to just date? You know what I'm saying? According to what you just said, is it? Are we asking? And hopefully, I'm not getting too deep for y'all, but are we asking for the sake of trying to do something beneficial for our situation? Because as we know, teaming up nowadays is better than not teaming up, because, you know, any type of new money we getting only going to last for half a decade to a decade. You got to team up with somebody and make that situation stretch. So, I mean, shouldn't we be asking how many sex partners you been, what's your mindset, as opposed to getting with somebody that's a waste of time?
I'm faster than the girl to take this one. The child.
I think it's very important that you do know, but at the same time, I guess that's at the same time what you said is, what are your expectations with this person? Are you trying to develop a relationship, or is it just, you know, somebody to do for the night? However important to ask how many sexual partners somebody has had. And I mean, you were commenting about me and valuing yourself more, which I do completely understand. And in the same sense that Steady says, you know, giving a woman, you know, a little pass, when a person's not taught a certain way, or that what they know when they grow up, they're taught other things. So it is possible that, you know, they might be taught a rough childhood or grow up a certain way, and that's all they knew, but everyone's able to change. So in my case, I do give a man a pass in certain situations, but you would have to prove to me that you're able to tell me to change. Like, you can't just tell me that and your actions don't follow.
I think what he's really touching on is standards. Like, what's your standards? When you meet somebody and y'all getting into it, like, you want to know, like, when they talking to somebody like you, like, what were dudes like before you? Has it always been, like, if I'm on a good level, a top-notch level, has it always been on this level, or have you been running around with dudes below me? Because I don't want no girl that's been talking to dudes below me, period. And when he was talking about...
I'll say you on that. No, I understand that. I'm rolling with y'all on that one.
Yeah. And when he was saying a woman wouldn't flip it for you, as if, like, you was flipping it for a woman and accepting her with her flaws and everything, like, in most cases that I've noticed, a man's standards are lower for a woman. And in some cases, I agree with a man is supposed to take care of a woman, like beat up, bruised, and all. But at the same time, a woman's standards for a man are higher. So she won't flip it for you. If you was the busted down dude at the bus stop doing bad, she wouldn't come pick you up like you would see her and pick her up. Like, it's a different standard. And women and men, like, it hasn't been on the same level for a long time. But at the end of the day, like, I'm still the guy who says, okay, your past doesn't matter. Like, the dudes you've been with doesn't matter, but I do want a woman up to the same standard that I'm at. Like, let's not think small. Let's be on the same standard. And he was talking about people teaming up, like, being together for months, up to a year maybe, but, like, I'm 27 years old, and people date. A lot of people don't. They don't date for the temporary. Like, people date in hopes of a greater goal. It never works out, almost never works out, but I'm not getting with nobody just for a few months. That's not my plan at all. I'm not getting with you for a year. Like, that's a serious waste of time. Like, we might as well stop now. If we're going to be done in a year, like, I don't even want to waste that time. But, like he said, like, a lot of things have changed from the slavery days. Like, it's not the same. The tradition, the commitment, none of that stuff is the same. So it's something deeper we got to look at before we get into that deeper discussion. Like, we just have to.
But there's also a problem with this, too. Like, a lot of people keep doing this. There's so many people getting married. Like, I make this comment so many times. So many people are getting married and not staying married. Like, oh, well, you know, at least I'm getting married. So if I started to get a divorce, you know, it's like, damn, what happened to the game? Like, do the vows that people say anymore in these damn weddings even matter anymore?
Yeah.
Like, it gets to a point where I don't even, like, it's almost like when I sit there and listen to some people, it's like bullshit. It's like, oh, God, you're getting ready to run these vows. You're not going to meet. You're not going to hold yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I look at it, and this is Q again. I look at it like dudes really do it to themselves now. When you look at, like, dudes take what's the girl who was married to Chad Ochocinco?
Evelyn Lozada.
Yeah, you take a chick like Evelyn. She goes to one basketball player, Antoine Walker, drains his bank account dry. She goes to another dude, drains his bank account dry. And here goes a cat stepping up instead of to y'all topic. How many people have you been prior to me that benefited from your presence? You know what I mean? How many people actually are good now that you've been with them? She can't say that.
Right. All right, I'm gonna go. Hold on, guys. I think we got three more calls. I'm going to go to them real quick. 832, first three numbers, 373. What we got? All right, they got scurred. All right, next caller, 713. What's up? 713-538, going one. All right, one more caller. See, we're going to go to this one. 832. 832, first number eight. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who we got?
This is Jason.
What's up?
Yeah. First of all, I like y'all topic, and the dude from Atlanta, he had some great points. I feel that it does matter to a extent of if you're trying to be in a relationship with that person or it's just like a booty call. And to elaborate on that, okay, say you get in a relationship with a female, you know, some of her past come back, meaning like maybe she got some tapes or something out there, you know what I'm saying? And they say you married, you know, and it you know, it comes, you know, to the light after you married her. So how you gonna feel about that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like it does matter but it doesn't. If you don't know about it, it doesn't matter. But if you find out or you know about it, then of course it matters, you know. So it's like it's double standard, you know, and by being a man, you know, you want something kind of pure, you know what I'm saying? You know it ain't going to be pure, but kind of pure, you know what I'm saying? You don't want this, like, someone seasoned, you know. So I feel like it's a double standard. And also, like he said, the dude from Atlanta, that it depends on how old you are. That's really what matters. Because if you 40, you know what I'm saying, and you've been in, say, 20 relationships, okay, you gonna probably have 20 partners, you know what I'm saying? So it varies. So, but, you know, I enjoyed your topic and stuff. I just want to, you know, put my little two cents in.
Oh, no. I mean, I feel you. Because, I think the wrong question we ask sometimes is, I think it's more so it's the quality. It's the quality of the people. Because, I said before, I also want to know is, am I going to worry about then the person you last slept with, is that person going to end up causing some of me to get something because you slept with that person? That's what I want to know. Because then that's when it affects you, and that was a life-altering thing that you can't control no more.
But then,
yeah,
you know,
and
doesn't that go back to picking right? I mean, just like the caller was just saying, I mean, doesn't the dude nowadays take the worst blow from picking wrong, from the courtroom to everything else? I mean, dudes really don't have a good look to pick wrong. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand nowadays we trying to hit off the best thing we can, so we can go back to the barbershop what we did. But if we pick wrong, you caught up in a child scenario. If you pick wrong, just like my man said, you caught up in a disease scenario, which can go either way, woman or man. But dudes, I just don't see dudes in America having the, especially black dudes, having the affordability to pick wrong anymore. America ain't for us.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
I think a female.
Other y'all watch out too, because sometimes you know you can't tell who it is because sometimes it'd be her most ratchet chick, you know, they ain't got nothing or whatever, but it'd be the roses. Heck, you know how you say that Outkast song, roses really smell like boo-boo. Some of them, you don't know, they can look, because sometimes we get confused. Oh, man, she bad, man, you know. And some of the baddest chicks, they're the ones you got to watch out for.
Especially the chick that, like, you, like I work in medical, and you got the HB2 thing going around now, where you don't have all the necessary symptoms, but you're a carrier. And, you know, you just got too many cats, man. I actually feel sorry for cats. I mean, you know, do your thing. But I done seen some young dudes die messing around with these loose chicks. And it just isn't beneficial to a dude's plan no more to just not ask, hey, what's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? What's your situation about? Who you been hollering at? You know what I'm saying? I guess if you're still trying to bust a nut, you think busting a nut is some type of victory, then I guess you really don't matter. But I don't know. But that's all I wanted to say, fellas. Let me bow out.
But it's asking, are you going to get that answer? You know, people are. So you can't really just go off of that either. Just the person's word is not just a person's word no more, you know. So how would you exactly know? You know, just by asking don't mean you're going to get the truth. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but trial and error.
That's good.
Yeah, I agree with you, but even through trial and error, you can find out something. There's red flags that pop up here and there. We just get mesmerized by the booty sometime and don't hear the red flags waving in our face. You know, if I ask a chick about her past situation, she said, well, why you want to know that? Oh, that's a red flag. You should feel confident to tell me what's going on with you. You ask me about some past chicks I knew, I done hollered at some chicks. The last one I dated was XYZ ago, but that's me confident in me. If the girl trying to hire something or if the dude trying to hire something, to me that's a red flag. But, you know, I guess that's why I ain't got a bunch of kids running around here, because I think what I'm packing is more important than what she packing.
Wow.
Well, I see. Well, on that note, man, we are now at the end of the show. That topic was hot. Shout out to Q that called in for Atlanta. Fats, man. I'm feeling your tracks, man. I'm feeling that it's the very industry. First of all, I love when people have that stuff produced right, because that sometimes could be a deal breaker. You can have the best song, but if it ain't produced right, it's horrible.
Right? They can make or break a song, I tell you.
Exactly.
Sign you record in the goddamn bathroom. Yeah, man. He has to get it in. He has to get it in. I can't stand through the Sunday Beaver bathroom recording the goddamn track, man. That's crazy.
And then they got the nerve to sing and make it sound even worse.
Yeah.
I tell you, man. Say, man, I'm about to get signed, man. We out here to do a real thing. All right, man. over a rack, that nigga spent no fucking plastic. Talking about I'm about to do some big things. He's going to do something big, all right.
Yeah, quality means a lot, man.
That man preach, Brother Fence. Preach.
I want to get back on the track song, though.
Well, before we go, I guess I'll let you guys know that you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at I Am Model Angela. If you enter that, everything's going to pop right up for you. Just Google that as well. I Am Model Angela. Don't Google me because I'm really not important. I just wanted to say that. But all y'all can follow me on my direct site, IAmModelAngela.com. What do I have up this weekend? Oh, this weekend, do not call me, text me, message me, because I'll be out of town on vacation. I'm not responding to anybody. Okay, who's next?
Okay, well,
okay,
I guess I'll be next.
Don't send down to Angela this weekend. No, Cedric.
Okay, well, you can follow me, Dimp87, DIMP87, Twitter and Instagram, your girl Desi. Shout out to Rodney. Hey, Rodney.
Hey,
but I'm really not done with the topic, but I'm going to let it go because he really kind of stirred me up a little bit over here, the caller. I appreciate that from ATL. I really do appreciate that, but I'm going to let that go. And maybe next time. Rodney, I would love for you to be on the show again on a good topic because you said some good stuff, too. I wanted to touch bases on it, but I'm going to let that go and just wait till next time.
That's a bad.
No, we got to do a part two. This is like, it was getting real.
I know, because they,
I mean, I can't keep up all the phone. I can't keep up all the people calling in. Like, they was like, hey, I got to wait. I'm going to go through the school again.
True, but the thing was, like, we was only looking at, okay, doesn't matter. We was just saying yes or no. So when the caller called in from ATL, he took it on a whole, I didn't even think about, like, all that other stuff. So I'm over here like, man, you know, I didn't even, like, think about it. I mean, I know the type of girl I am, and I know, like, what it is in my past and what it is now, but it's like, dang. Like, him, Rodney and this guy from ATL, like, was really, like, sitting on some, like, real hardcore stuff. Even Mr. Jason was too. So, I don't know. It was just interesting. But I'm going to let that go because I know we got to get off the air. So,
not necessarily. He has to go longer.
Well,
I was ready for a whole straight 2 hours a day. I didn't give a damn. Turned down for what? Yeah, that was, like you said, I was on the same thing, like, I'm always prepared in case somebody does take it from me. I'm always prepared with my rebuttal. Gotta be, because you never know what somebody might bring up into the thing. But my thing was, well, I was and that's why we were to clear up. It sounded so chauvinistic of how he was approaching the topic. It was just so chauvinistic, like, yeah, but I feel like what I got in my opinion is more valuable than what she got between hers. I was like, damn, that was where he ended up. That kind of was the main idea where he was going, because it just felt like what he was saying was so chauvinistic. And I think that's what the problem is sometimes too, is that we so stupid and fucking thinking that, you know, men run the world. You know, at the end of the day, we need to go back and do our damn history, and we realize that, hell, it just don't stand. The reason why everything worked well in the African community at one point in time was because it was both of us was ruling the world. And we so damn strong on which sex run the world more. We need to be worried about, hell, how can we both win together?
Yeah.
So I'm ready for a part two because obviously it was a heated topic, and I know y'all can stalk me at Sunny J Dust, CDDYJDUSK, damn near everywhere. If you type it in, shit, damn near every social network, you'll find me and you'll be able to stalk me or whatever. And I appreciate y'all, Angela. Good, Angela and Desi. Very great topic y'all brought up tonight. Because obviously you saw it was just, it really just got people going. So definitely big ups to y'all. Big ups to Fats, you know, for being the artist of the week. Big ups to Lachey, who was on the show yesterday, and she's also model of the week on tonight on Wits and Glamour. So big ups to her. And it's a blessing, man. Come back and just two episodes in the new season is already starting controversy. So, yes, juicy.
Well, Rodney, you want to say anything? You have any shout outs you want to, like, shout out to anybody?
No, I don't have no shout outs. Shout out to my grandmother. I'm a family man. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at _FastDomino. Facebook/FastDominoMusic. You know I'll be having some dope statuses as well, so y'all be sure to hit me up when y'all pick up on this topic again too. I love when they take it back to history and slavery, and I read a lot, so.
Right. You talked to the wrong. Keep on trying that one on.
Yeah, I love that talk. Yeah, so. Appreciate y'all having me, though, man.
No problem.
I appreciate that, too.
No problem. You're awesome.
You're awesome with a capital A.
Okay.
That was a Dickie V count thing. Yeah, just don't try and play me. Don't play me.
What?
All right. Well, y'all, I guess that means, hey, no further ado, we about to roll on out. Reminding y'all, how can listen to the show every week, Angela, and how can they keep up with all the updates even when they're not on the show?
Log on to thespot.com/Stevie J.
Is that right?
Also, make sure go to thespot.com. You see the big ass thing that have all the radio show logos on it. Go there, and it'll lead you to all the shows. And make sure y'all go like the fan page, man. Just get to like, because hell, even when the show's not going on, they got stuff they got. The page never ends. There's always something going on their fan page, on the Rips and Grammar fan page. Hey, they give you gossip even when the show's not on. They let you know what's coming up on the show. So go check it out, man. Go like the page. It's not one of the boring-ass pages that you just like. It's like they're just trying to get a bunch of numbers and not trying to engage the people that's in the page. So definitely go to it. They're now on some other bullshit. All right, we out.
Peace out.
See y'all next Tuesday. Peace.